This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are Vampires.
There's a monster in my podcast.
La Na Sferatu.
Yes. Vampires.
Na's energy drink, iron, and two extra ingredients. Yeah. So these are classic Dracula vampires.
Yes.
In this entry, there's no twist on these vampires at all.
No, this is all stuff that you will have gathered by reading vampire stories or through cultural osmosis, which is fine because they are good monsters that serve as fantastic, like, arc villains.
Yes. Right? Like, I love a vampire.
Yeah.
And my love of vampires is well documented on this network.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, I'm so used to somebody doing like a twist on the vampire.
Yes.
You know,
like, oh, these are Faerun vampires, or like, oh, especially like they might bring in some weird, like Ravenloft rules. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, or like, you know, oh, like a very like vampire subversion 101 is, oh, you know, religious symbols only work if they had a religious, you know, fear in real life.
Yeah. No.
Here, and the garlic thing is fake.
Yeah. Here you just have to present the religious icon with some kind of conviction and then it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as the conviction is in you instead of the vampire, so it makes a little less sense.
Yeah.
You know, holy symbols, running water, garlic, all of the stock vampire things are true of D&D vampires.
Right. And it loses a little bit of the, kind of some range when you realize that there's a sentence in here which does that shitty thing. Oh, and of course, they automatically turn chaotic evil.
It's yes.
Like, DMs can do whatever the fuck they want, but I'm far more interested in a vampire that is driven crazy by eternity or is only doing evil or compromised things because of their biological needs.
Yeah. Or, you know? or just has a different conception of morality.
Yeah.
You know, because of taking the long view. Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be great too. That's what I want. And if I was going to use a vampire in a campaign, that's how I would do it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And again, there's no rule that says you can't, but again, we are presenting these as they are written in the book. And if somebody was playing this absolutely to the letter, what you would have is something that's really predictable.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. There's kind of a cool subversion with these guys where they get more powerful in every way as they get older.
Yes.
Because it makes me, the little stat block for the age categories is something that comes up with player characters sometimes too. Like, there are optional rules in second edition where you could make a character that is older mm-hmm. and your intelligence and wisdom goes up and your strength and constitution and dexterity go down.
Right.
This, you know, you just get better mm-hmm. as you get older as a vampire until you get to, you know, the mega vampire, the 1,000 years or more. And you become immune to sun and immune to like everything.
Wow. Like you're pulling this from the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, we were reading different entries because sometimes I pull things from the website because I'm on my computer all the time.
True. Yeah. No, I'm looking at a PDF of the actual book. It doesn't have the
age block. Table.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're incorporating some Ravenloft stuff in that or from supplemental stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. There were tons of entries just for other. There were like Ravenloft entries.
Yeah, yeah.
Vampires. Like when eventually we get to the Ravenloft book, it will be Vampire Month.
Yes.
On Monster My Podcast, because there are a lot of different kinds of vampires. Here, it's the stock standard vampire, but it also has this age section.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so when you reach the ultra vampire 1,000 years, what happens?
You get immune to all the vampire weaknesses.
Ooh.
So including sunlight. And you have 30% magic resistance.
Hmm.
And you know, and you're faster and stronger, etc.
Yeah, you become a type 1 vampire, you become a Barlow. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The real kick in the dick, though, is that you all the age categories are 100 years long until you get to the penultimate one, which is eminent vampire.
Okay.
Which is 500 years.
Ah, jeez, like you have to spend
500 years in the waiting room for this. It's got like level scaling, like a free to play iOS game.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. The book version, the only kind of wrinkle they throw in, there's a subheader for Eastern vampires.
Yeah, I've got that too.
Yeah, they're really similar, but they have the ability to turn invisible, which makes sense. That's mm-hmm. that's my understanding of one kind of Eastern kind of vampire.
Is it Eastern vampires or Eastern zombies that jump?
The man, I just played a game that was about these Phantom Fighter on a stream. Yes, it is Chinese vampires that are zombies that also jump.
Yeah, the jumping.
It's one kind. They're vampiric zombies. I don't know if there are other kind of zombies.
The jumping makes them seem not scary to me.
It's very goofy. That's also a very goofy game, though. Yeah. The most interesting about this, like the mechanics, whatever, if they drain somebody and kill them, they'll turn into a vampire. That's why most victims of vampire fights end up, burned instead of buried.
Mm-hmm.
Before they can turn, is just kind of the relationship that a vampire has with its thralls, with its kind of second generation kin, all the vampires they're responsible for creating, which is they are just tools for vampires to use to kind of extend their influence without making themselves vulnerable, without showing mm-hmm. their faces. It's kind of like, oh, you killed the werewolf, but did you kill the master right. werewolf, right? And most of the time they don't feel like taking more people in to their organization. Like, hey, we'll keep your application on file, but I'm also going to burn your corpse because I'm not interested in dealing with your shit.
Well, that, brilliantly done with Bloodlines.
Yep.
Like that's the premise of Bloodlines, is you were an unwanted vampire and they, the only reason why you're spared is because of the political strife that's going on.
Yeah.
You're used as a proxy. Yeah. I was trying to, when you said, you were talking about their family lines and it being complicated, I was trying to come up with like a Royal Tenenbaums kind of pun for it, like Royal Fangenbaums or something. Mm-hmm. And the best I had was the Magnificent Umbersons, but I don't think that's very good either. So
the Royal Tenenbloods.
I think that one that works better written than said.
Yeah, true.
Because blood looks more like bomb. Yeah. It sounds like bomb.
Yeah.
So somebody knows one, somebody has one and they're freaking out.
Oh yeah. They'll tweet at us and I want to hear
but in like in 3 months and then
I'll just wake up, check my phone. Like,
oh, yeah, I just be like, what does this even mean? Like, what are these combinations of letters? We're living in like the dumbest, worst version of Memento.
Yeah. It's like paycheck. Like, okay, yeah. I got this envelope that said Royal Tenenbloods in it.
Yeah. I just like, what?
I mean, like, people in our Slack can tell us that, this can say this happens all the time. They'll say, haha, what about shit britches? I'm like, okay. And then I'd say, which show is this from, and when did we say it?
Yeah. Oh, give me the context for that. And sometimes, like a lot of times they're really good. I don't want to be dismissive of them because they're going to be great, but like, it is just a surreal thing that I would not have expected.
No. Yeah. It's not it is not the life I envision for myself.
No.
And I say that knowing that we live a charmed life. So
I would like to become a vampire and also have to deal with this, because vampires have to deal with it on a totally different scale. Like,
true.
If we were vampire, like Dark Gift podcasters, like in 300 years, somebody would like give us a psychic, hologram message that said Royal Tenenbloods. And like, can you imagine, like lifetimes have passed. We've seen civilizations rise and fall. And then someone's like, no, you idiot. When you were talking about Ja Rule's kids on Days of Future Cast, you should have called them Ja Ruligans. I'm like, fuck.
Gary, you just set up the flashback. Like, the future is the framing device for this story. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.